don't be cruel to a heart that's true. Don't be cruel to a heart that's true. I don't want no other love, oh, baby, it's just you I'm thinking of.
Thank you, Elvis. Released on this day, 1956. I went looking for Elvis once.
Yes.
Took a tape recorder.
With a microphone, yes.
I'm trying to remember if we may have even done it live. I'm almost sure. Yeah. So I went through
maybe.
The Eaton Place.
Yes.
I went to a travel agent.
Yeah.
I said, is anybody here booked like a ticket direct to Memphis?
Right.
You know, and I went to the donut shop. Has anybody come in and ordered like 2-3 dozens all at once?
Yeah.
And no. And all of a sudden, a voice beside me said, hey, hi. What did Elvis say?
I forget.
No, he didn't say I forget. No. He would say something like, thank you very much.
Oh, right.
And there he was.
Right.
The voice of Elvis. But it was actually Roger Curry.
Oh.
Roger Curry, big voice, big man.
Yes.
Had a birthday just the other day, I noticed on Facebook. Roger Curry, formerly CGOB, CBC, of course, yes, as well. See, on this day as well, 1923, the Hollywood sign is officially dedicated in the hills above Hollywood. It actually said Hollywood Land.
Oh, right.
But the letters were dropped after the 1949 Reno. Yeah. It is 1 minute after 7. I'm Ron Robinson.
I'm Carol McKibben.
We are the Saturday Morning Show, here for you until 8 o'clock. We've got new weather for you coming up. Carol has been running outside to look, because we've got a number of look out behind you, look over your shoulder, look up in the skies.
I have more current weather, if you'd like.
Oh, all right. Let's have
it then.
Okay, yes.
7 o'clock weather. 22 degrees, barometric pressure 101.1 and rising, humidity 84%, wind coming from the south-southwest at 11, giving you humidex of 29, says it will be mainly cloudy, 60% chance of showers or thunderstorms, risk of a severe thunderstorm this morning, wind coming from the northwest at 20 near noon, a high today of 27, a humidex of 31, and there's 3 notices on my screen. 2 weather alerts, a severe thunderstorm warning, and a severe thunderstorm watch. And what it says is, conditions are favorable for the development of severe thunderstorms that may be capable of producing strong wind gusts, large hail, and heavy rain.
Right. Well, let's have a look at our radar pictures here as well. One of the
You get better.
Well, I was
radar
busy setting up because we want to tell people.
Yes.
Going to make a change here because I want to tell people that the European Championship, the footy, championship game.
I just have one more thing. Intense lightning is likely. So
do not wear the helmet with the tinfoil. I've told you about that before. Yeah.
Or even an umbrella
with a metal spiky author
at the top.
I was reading about an author yesterday. One of the things that changed him was he was at school and a kid standing next to him was struck by lightning and killed.
Man.
And will that stay with you? Yes, I think it would.
Yeah.
Talk about the mystery of life and death. Right.
Wow.
At 7:03. Too bad I can't remember who that author was. Well.
Right.
So, tomorrow being Sunday.
Yes.
Footy.
Okay.
England is playing Spain.
Right.
What can we do to support them?
I'll
have a cup of
probably
tea.
Probably play some music.
Right. What is the national food of England?
Indian.
Sure. introduce you, please, to a lump of cheddar cheese. Knit one power, drop one cower.
The CD, England Expects. It was Fat Les.
Right. And a bunch of people.
And a bunch of people. Timely, because I see on this day in 1837,
yes,
Queen Victoria, the first monarch to live in the present-day Buckingham Palace.
Oh,
are you there, Vicky? Are you there, Vicky?
It was a huge place, you know.
They are recently announced they're going to open up a room that... leads out to the balcony
You can't go to the balcony, though.
No, you're not going out there.
So with Queen Victoria in mind, a little something from when Queen Victoria was queen. This is a little bit of tribute to pageantry, the Welsh Guards. Set. When Victoria was queen, 15 songs that inspired the empire.
Ah, good.
Send them off with a smile, Harry. They always go off better for a smile. So this has Crimond, Lily of Laguna, Grand March from Aida, Wellington March, Pageantry of Gilbert and Sullivan. It's all here. I see that I bought this cassette for £1 from the Banana Bookshop.
Oh, yes, I remember that.
Covent Garden. Lovely.
Down below ground.
Gone now. Nothing but a memory.
Yep.
At 7:09. So we talked about the Goldeyes as we always start off our sports at 6 o'clock. And I see there's an article I wanted to mention from the Free Press from last Wednesday, from just south of the border, Caden Schwabe. First player from North Dakota to play with the Winnipeg Gold Eyes. He signed with Fish June 29th. He's a dual citizen, thanks to his father, Jason Schwabe, being from Winnipeg.
Uh-huh.
Jason played baseball at Mayville State, professionally in Australia, but also made an impact in Manitoba playing with Scott Niels. And he's a former Gold Eye coach, you see. So,
right.
So the Schwabe family, big baseball family. Caden's older brother, Kalen, also played at NDSU. Two of them experiencing a year on the same university squad. Caden also has two younger sisters, Sydney and Gina, who both play softball.
Oh.
So Gold Eye's playing Sioux Falls Canaries again today and tomorrow. They're away there. Beat them soundly last night.
In
Sioux Falls.
Sioux Falls. I get confused. Sioux Falls and Sioux City.
Not up.
But they're playing both of them
right.
This weekend, both teams.
Well, the thing about the Sioux Falls Canaries is that they were leading our division, so it's very good to be there.
I'll say, boys.
Also, this is from TCAT Morgan's call, Memories of Sport. This is from Wednesday, July the 10th. A couple of pictures here as well. Remembering the Girls of Summer. This, the week of July 21st to 27th, coming up, is Women in Baseball Week. Annual worldwide event recognizing the value, diversity, cultural significance of women in baseball. There's no crying in baseball. Of course, we're all thinking of a league of their own. So the best-known female players in our province are the 11 women who played in the All-American Girls Professional Baseball League. Were inducted into the Provincial Baseball Hall of Fame in 1998. So the whole article is about that. Have a look at it. Comes with our paper. So that's how I got
it. Right, on Wednesday or Thursday.
Yeah, so not everything is online, mind you, as well. Mm-hmm. So it was Wednesday in the Free Press CommunityNews.com.
And it's online on Tuesday.
Okie dokie.
Yeah, it's online the day before.
So we're talking about Memories of Sport here by T. Kent Morgan. Appears every second week in the Free Press Community Review. You can always, if you think somebody's been left out, you can contact Kent Morgan at 489-6641, 489-6641. What about my uncle? He was hit by pitches more than anybody else. Yeah.
What?
I just made that up.
Oh.
I stole that from friends. Cheers. Sorry. Cheers.
Oh, okay.
The old coach who always played as if he'd been hit on the head by all he'd been. Yep. HBP.
He had been. Yeah.
So, and you can email Kent at sportsmemories@canstarnews.com. Well, we have an honored history of baseball here. Nothing like this.
By the shores of old Lake Michigan, where the hawk wind blows so cold, an old Cub fan lay dying in his midnight hour, the toll. Round his bed his friends had all gathered. They knew his time was short. On his head they put this bright blue cap from his all-time favorite sport. He told him, it's late, it's getting dark in here, and I know it's time to go. But before I leave the lineup, boys, there's just one thing that I'd like to know. Do they still play the blues in Chicago when baseball season rolls around? When the snow melts away, do the Cubbies still play in their ivy-covered burial ground? When I was a boy, they were my pride and joy, but now they only bring fatigue to the home of the brave, the land of the free, and the doormat of the National League. He told his friends, you know the law of averages says anything will happen that can. That's what it says. But the last time the Cubs won a National League pennant was the year we dropped the bomb on Japan. The Cubs made me a criminal, sent me down a wayward path. They stole my youth from me. That's the truth. I'd forsake my teachers to go sit in the bleachers in flagrant truancy. And then one thing led to another, and soon I discovered alcohol, gambling, dope, football, hockey, lacrosse, tennis. But what do you expect when you raise up a young boy's hopes and then just crush them like so many paper beer cups, year after year after year? after year after year after year after year after year. Till those hopes are just so much popcorn for the pigeons beneath the L tracks to eat. He said, you know, I'll never see Wrigley Field anymore before my eternal rest. So if you have your pencils and your scorecards ready, I'll read you my last request. He said, give me a doubleheader funeral in Wrigley Field on some sunny weekend day, no lights. Have the organ play the national anthem. And then a little na-na-na-na, hey-hey-hey, goodbye. Make six bullpen pitchers carry my coffin, and six groundskeepers clear my path. Have the umpires bark me out at every base in all their holy wrath. It's a beautiful day for a funeral. Hey, Ernie, let's play too. Somebody go get Jack Brickhouse to come back and conduct just one more interview. Have the Cubbies run right out into the middle of the field. Have Keith Moreland drop a routine fly. Give everybody two bags of peanuts and a frosty malt, and I'll be ready to die. Build a big fire on home plate out of your Louisville Slugger baseball bats and toss my coffin in. Let my ashes blow in a beautiful snow from the prevailing 30-mile-an-hour southwest wind. When my last remains go flying over the left field wall, we'll bid the bleacher bums adieu. And I will come to my final resting place out on Waveland Avenue. The dying man's friends told him to cut it out. They said, stop it, that's an awful shame. He whispered, don't cry, we'll meet by and by near the Heavenly Hall of Fame. He said, I've got season's tickets to watch the Angels now. So it's just what I'm gonna do. He said, but you, the living, you're stuck here with the Cubs. So it's me that feels sorry for you. And he said, oh, play that Lonesome Losers tune. That's the one I like the best. Closed his eyes and slipped away. Scotty, it was the dying Cub fans' last request, so here it is. Do they still play the blues in Chicago when baseball season rolls around, when the snow melts away? Do the Cubbies still play in their Ivy Cup burial ground?
Steve Goodman, live from the CD Affordable Art. One of John Alexiak's favorite performers, Steve Goodman.
Oh, right.
Steve Goodman.
Oh, it was a good story.
7:18.
Yep.
Wake them, shake them, before you send them out to weed the garden. Did you have to weed the garden?
Not so much the garden as the lawns, front lawn, back lawn. That was a lot of real estate, though, at our house. It was a lot.
Dandelions?
Yes, dandelions.
Do you have a tool? Just rip them?
Yes. There was a tool.
Right. Yep. Wiping it down, boss. Wiping it down.
Down deep fork, yeah. Sort of.
Did you have to show what the results were, what you'd brought in?
We've had this not...
I'm just seeing if the story varies from the last time I heard it.
No, I don't think so. I don't even remember if anybody was helping me, padded the basket of weeds with grass.
Ho, faking yes. It. So yes. It looked, I see.
Yes. Mm-hmm.
I see.
So I could make my nickel.
Right. Right. Well, boys and girls, don't
confession
do that.
Time.
Because your parents will be listening as well, and they'll catch you at it.
Well, my parents aren't. So.
No. I meant the boys and girls because it's time for.
Yes.
Yes, exactly.
Time for the Children's Corner on the Weekend Morning Show.
Let's have a Robert Munch story.
Okay.
For this next story, pretend you're holding a little baby. And the story goes like this. There was a mother, and she had a new baby, and she very slowly rocked it back and forth, back and forth, back and forth. And she sang, I'll love you forever, I'll like you for always, as long as I'm living, my baby you'll be. You know what happened to that baby?
What?
It grew. It grew and it grew and it grew and it grew and it grew. It grew until it was 2 years old, and it ran all around the house. Pushed over all the bookcases. Tore all the pictures off the wall. And it took its mother's watch and flushed it down the toilet. Sometimes the mother would say, this kid is driving me crazy. But at nighttime, when that two-year-old was asleep, the mother would open up the door to its room, crawled across the floor, looked up over the side of the bed, and if that two-year-old kid was really asleep, she would pick it up and rock it back and forth, back and forth, back and forth, and sing, I'll love you forever, I'll like you for always, as long as I'm living, my baby you'll be. You know what happened to that two-year-old?
What?
It grew. It grew and 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 it grew. It grew until it was 7 years old. And it never wanted to come in for dinner. And when it did come in for dinner, it only ate dessert. And if Grandma was there, it always said bad words at the dinner table. Sometimes the mother would say, this kid is driving me crazy. But at nighttime, when that seven-year-old kid was asleep, the mother would open up the door to its room, crawl across the floor, look up over the side of the bed, and if that seven-year-old boy was really asleep, she would pick him up and rock him back and forth, back and forth, back and forth, and sing, I'll love you forever, I'll like you for always, as long as I'm living, my baby you'll be. You know what happened to that seven-year-old? It grew. It grew and 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 it grew. It grew until it was a teenager. And it wore strange clothes. And it had strange friends. And it listened to strange music. Sometimes the mother would say, this kid is driving me crazy. But at nighttime, when that great big teenager was asleep, the mother would open up the door to his room, crawled across the floor, looked up over the side of the bed, and if that great big boy was really asleep, she would pick him up and rock him back and forth, back and forth, back and forth, and sing, I'll love you forever, I'll like you for always, as long as I'm living, my baby you'll be. Well, that teenager, it grew and it grew and it grew and it grew and it grew. It grew until it was a grown-up man, and it left home and moved all the way across town. But sometimes on dark nights, the mother would get into her car and drive across town. When she got to her son's house, if the lights were all out, she'd climb up to his bedroom window, open it up, crawl across the floor, look up over the side of the bed, and if that great big man was really asleep, she would pick him up and rock him back and forth, back and forth, back and forth, and sing, I'll love you forever, I'll like you for always. As long as I'm living, my baby, you'll be. Well, that mother, she got older and older and older. And one day she called up her son and said, you better come see me because I'm very old and sick. And the son came to see the mother. And the mother tried to sing the song. She said, I'll love you forever. I'll like you for always. But she was too old and sick to sing the song. The son walked over to the mother. He picked her up and rocked her back and forth, back and forth, back and forth, and sang, I'll love you forever. I'll like you for always. As long as I'm living, my mommy, you'll be. And that's the end of that story.
Robert Bunch. You remember that book?
Yes, I do. Love You Forever.
Love You Forever. And there are lots of other Robert Bunch stories, of course. My personal favorite.
Yes.
Although it doesn't turn out well for a man named Ronald, paper bag princess.
Right. Right.
Ronald, you may dress nice or something. You may not have nice hair, but you are a bum. I will not marry you. I see that was taken out of the Little Abridged version. I thought that lost all its punch, don't you know?
I didn't know there was an abridged version.
Oh, yeah, little hardcover one, you know, for a younger audience. I don't know about that. Hey, look what happened to Roald Dahl. 728.
We had a co-worker. We both had the same co-worker at Eaton's, Dawn, and she tried to make me cry. She read Love You Forever and kept watching me to see if she was going to make me cry. Yes. And then at the end she said, I didn't cry, but it was difficult. Right. And she said, do you have Scottish heritage?
Heritage,
yep.
Yeah.
I said, yeah, yes. One side, yep. She said, oh, no wonder. No wonder she
stern
couldn't get
stuff,
me to cry.
Made of sterner stuff.
But I can cry at the drop of a hat.
I don't think we need to at quite this moment. Because on this day in 1942, Jimmy,
yes.
Roger McGuinn, born.
Right.
Folk rock guitar, singer, songwriter with, well, you know who.
I ain't looking to compete with you. Beat or cheat or mistreat you. Simplify you, pacify you, deny, defy, or crucify you. All I really wanna do is maybe be friends with you. No, I ain't looking to fight with you, frighten you. All I really wanna do
reject you. All I really wanna do is, baby, be friends with you. Baby, be friends with you. Baby, be friends.
The Birds, the Jingle Jangle, Mr. 12-String Guitar, Roger McGuinn there.
Right.
At 7:30, time for our march then. Around the breakfast table, looking at the Winnipeg Free Press from some time back for 2023. In fact, for Merrill, Nicholas, Butch, Wozniak. And the reason for that is that Butch is on the other side of an obituary that I wanted to use.
Oh.
And that's for Charles William Schaffer. Born in 1935, Dryden, Ontario. Joined the Royal Canadian Air Force in 1958. Served his country faithfully as a warrant officer, traveling and living in many places across Canada, Europe, Africa. Finally retired here in Winnipeg. As well, Kathleen Chalmé from 2023. Died December 12th, 2023. Born in Fort William, now Thunder Bay. September 1932. 1954, she joined the Royal Canadian Air Force as corporal clerk. Career took her on many adventures overseas, including England, Germany, other European destinations. That's how she met her husband. Married in 1958 as well. Pamela Joan Jorgensen Linklater, who died December 30th, 2023. During 1945, Mum met Dad, also a member of the RCAF, at a dance in Winnipeg. This encounter was the beginning of a, quote, whirl, W-H-I-R-L, within quotes. Oh, two words, whirlwind romance. Met and married in just over 4 months. So we thank you all for your service. Let's make our march around the breakfast table then today. The RCAF March Past.
Thank you.
please smoke them if you got them at 7:35, which reminds me, we're at the Goldeyes game the other night.
Yes,
they were giving tickets away and things away willy-nilly.
Yes.
Including, I picked up, they were heading out at, as we left, Manitoba Air Show coming up. And this is good. What I have in my hand is good for 25% off tickets to the Manitoba Air Show. So they might do that again, I suppose, at another Goldeyes game. The Manitoba Air Show, August 3rd and 4th in Southport, Manitoba. Tickets at MBA, and the A is the first of, so it's mbairshow.ca. And I'm reminded as well that the, one of only two Lancaster Bombers is coming back to Winnipeg.
Wow.
The Minarski Memorial Lancaster Bomber will be at the Royal Aviation Museum July 16th and 17th. What day is it today?
13th. Today is the 13th.
Exactly. One of only two Lancaster Bombers left in the world that can still take to the skies. Nice piece in the Free Press from July the 8th. In particular, Peter Rokeby, brought to tears every time he sees the bomber. His father signed up at age 18, piloted a Lancaster for the Royal Canadian Air Force, the Second World War, and it's carried over onto page 2 with a number of photos as well and more details. And you really want to go to the Aviation Museum here, the Royal Aviation Museum of Western Canada.
Right.
For details, because they sent me an email with more details about tickets,
yes.
Times, membership, etc. I'll repeat that. The Royal Aviation Museum of Western Canada, July 16th, 17th. And funny, just you wouldn't get away with this in fiction, because on the 12th of July, which is yesterday, Ken Suter died. He's a wartime hurricane pilot who flew a Lancaster in the film The Dam Busters.
Oh, wow.
In fact, he was the lead pilot. And one of his fun stories... They were flying back and forth and shooting pretty close to where they had actually practiced the Dam Busters.
Right.
At about 60 feet.
Right.
Above water.
Wow.
And, you know, the prop brings up the waves and all the rest
yes.
of it. And the director, unhappy. Could you get down to 25 feet? And he said, no.
25 feet?
No, too dangerous.
That's almost like scraping
kind of
the ground.
Well, even in some of the bombers, this is an old apocryphal story, but I see it in the story, which is in the Daily Telegraph, the obituary for Ken Suter. Somebody came back with a few little twigs and branches stuck in the undercarriage.
Right.
If you weren't watching where you're going.
Yeah.
Because the lake where they were practicing, actually, it's one thing to fly the length of the lake, but to fly across it.
Right.
You come over hills and down, and you have to haul that thing up at the other side, or you will plow right into the...
So the practice place was somewhere in northern England, or England somewhere.
Lake Windermere, I think, comes
Lake
to
Windermere.
Mind.
Lake Windermere,
right. 7:38 then. 7:38.
Yes.
Do you remember last week, the big train
the
came
steam
to
train.
Yes.
Well, that reminds me, you asked me to send something to our friend Dale, and I forgot.
Well,
I'll do that.
Could be this article. 100 celebrate return of a historic locomotive. From this, actually, it was from Monday, July the 8th. Yeah, last Saturday, came to town after traveling all through Canada, the States, Mexico, heading back to Calgary. The Empress, it was called. Great big monster steam train. You can still look them up. And I think they had some lovely video as well. I imagine they've kept that up for it. And it reminded me, we played a train song, I think, but with the Doobies.
Oh, right, long train
what we
running.
Should have played,
yes.
Of course, was Russ Gurr.
Right, of course, Federal Grain Train.
Oh, we're the Federal Grain Train.
We're the Federal Grain Train.
Bringing music in the air.
Bringing music in the air.
Oh, everybody has a pass.
Everybody has a pass.
Come and climb on anywhere.
Come on, climb on anywhere.
And when you hear the whistle blow,
you got troubles?
On the double!
We can help your blues.
Federal Grain Train.
We're the Federal Grain Train.
Bringing music in the air.
Bringing music in the air.
Oh, everybody has a pass.
Everybody has a pass.
Come and climb on anywhere.
Come and climb on anywhere.
And when you hear the whistle blow, come and gather all around.
Come and gather all around.
For the Federal Grain Train has just rolled into your town. For the Federal Grain Train.
Vanished Vinyl for you there. Title of the LP, Federal Grain Train. Russ Gurr, our copy's autographed. Yep.
Ooh.
And because it came from?
Yes.
CBC Library.
Ah.
I recognize the labeling, etc.
Right.
So they would have, Greg
Tun?
Tun bought the
entire
library.
Oh, he did. Yeah.
From CBC.
Here and Saskatchewan. Yep.
And so we picked it up for a song.
Yep.
What else? It's also got the Blue Hills of Brandon on this.
Oh.
Louis Riel. City of Dauphin. You don't have to go to Switzerland. There you are. He demonstrates his skill as a yodeler.
Oh,
now, coming up in a minute or two, a chat with Heather Emberley, who wrote the book, Who Hid the Raisin Bread?
Okay.
Which is a fundraiser for the Bear Clan Patrol.
Excellent.
And so it comes with photos as well. It's all local. And it's got, well, just like the two bunnies we saw this morning. Except one was a little bigger than the other.
Yes. Yeah.
So that's coming up in a minute. We'll have an autographed copy to give away after we hear from Swing Sonique.
I can't give you anything but love, baby. That's the only thing I've plenty of, baby. Dream a while and scheme a while. You're sure to find happiness, and I guess all the little things we've been for. Gee, I'd like to see you looking swell, baby. Diamond bracelets, Woolworth doesn't sell. Oh, baby, don't you know? Till that lucky day, you know darn well, baby, now I can't give you anything but love.
Swing Sonic. This version of Swing Sonic featured Greg Lescue, vocals, acoustic guitar, the late Greg Lowe on acoustic guitar, and our man Daniel Kulak on upright bass.
Excellent.
At 7:46, we promised you, Who Hid the Raisin Bread? Heather Emberley, we bumped into her at McKinley Robinson Bookstore. We got chatting, what are you doing? What are you doing? She is a Winnipeg Free Press / CanStar News freelance columnist, two-time winner of the Manitoba Teachers Society Award for Outstanding Achievement in Journalism, the author of Found in a Book, and the nature photographer Michael W. Thiessen, because the whole book includes all manner of photos. So we invited Heather in for a chat, and we'll have an autographed copy to give away at the end. Well, congratulations on the book, Who Hid the Raisin Bread? And tell us, Heather, how did the story in the book come to be?
It's a true story. The photographer, Michael Thiessen, saw a woman in a tent. She was unsheltered or homeless at the Maryland Bridge. And he spoke with her to check on her as part of Bear Clan to make sure she was okay. She gave permission for him to take a photo of her tent. And she did go and get help from different agencies. But Michael would check every morning. And every morning for weeks, he noticed little critters, a crow, squirrels, rabbits, ducks, geese, you name it. And he started photographing them because Paula Kierstead had made a comment, I'm desperate for raisin bread, because there was usually a coffee hour and the main item at the afternoon tea was raisin bread. And the story evolved that the critters were wondering what happened to the raisin bread when they one day.
Now, give us the first page so people get a feel for who hid the raisin bread.
Any way you slice it, Paula loves raisin bread, the kind with lots and lots of raisins. Every Sunday afternoon, Paula hosts a garden party, weather permitting. She's on Treaty One land, and one day, there was no raisin bread. There was no Paula, and the critters got very, very worried about what happened to her, because she never missed tea time. And they called Bear Clan to help find Paula.
All right.
And to solve the mystery of what happened to the raisin bread.
So I'm going to stop you there because you always want to leave them wanting more, Heather. Don't tell them what happened to the raisin bread, right? So what's the age range, would you say, for this book for the kids?
We've done school readings as kindergarten, grade one, ages five. Children are asking questions. They see people on the street,
sure,
unsheltered. It goes from five right on up. Adults have been relating to it because of the homeless issue in the city, and there's a very good raisin bread recipe in there and definitions.
Right, I noticed at the back. Well, I was going to say, the way you read that, obviously you're working your way through what, schools and daycares and what have you, or wherever anybody wants to hear your story.
The Bombers have read it. Different people have read it. It's available at the Zoo and the Leaf and a mystery whodunit mystery bookstore. It's out there. Mostly schools are asking for it to deal with social justice issues in their classrooms.
Well, let's mention the photographer again, because you're right. There's almost a photo on every page or two. And were all those photos taken in behind, was it the Universalist Church there?
At 603 Wellington, right, Crescent, yes, at the Maryland Bridge. Michael took all the pictures on that same piece of property.
Now, where does the money go when you sell a copy?
All of it goes to Bear Clan Patrol Incorporated.
Okay. And you mentioned the raisin bread. Now, the strangest thing I found when I read it was two things. One, a great hunger for raisin bread again. So I'm glad there's a recipe. You guarantee that recipe, do you?
It has been field tested in schools by teachers.
That's exactly what we needed to hear. There's nothing worse than I tried that recipe and it was a big blob of nothing. All right. So they are guaranteed. I wouldn't say guaranteed because that's up to the cook, but at least it's been tested is what I meant to say. And Well, you can't miss the cover, of course, because there are two rabbits on the cover. And I must say, when we come in to do the Saturday morning show, it's a pretty unusual morning when we don't see rabbits on the way, just walking in, hiding out here at the University of Winnipeg. We're not even down by the riverbank, let alone. So I'm almost tempted to say you could probably do a book with a recipe of including rabbit, Heather, but maybe,
no,
you don't want to. No, the children perhaps wouldn't take too kindly to that. Okay.
The rabbits are named after my sons, To the Rescue Ryan and Hop to It Ethan.
Well, all the animals have names.
Yes, they do.
And some of them are pretty. It's like bad dad jokes, Heather, but we laughed as we read it. So,
but little kids and older kids do have a sense of humor.
Well,
it's a play on words.
No question. You'll get the good response as well.
Yeah.
And you better have raisin bread. It just occurred to me in some shape or form, if you're going to read this out to kids. And I can see adults looking sort of around, too, like, does raisin bread go with the reading? So finally, where else, again, can people pick up a copy of Who Hid the Raisin Bread?
The Leaf at Assiniboine Park, the zoo, Who Done It Mystery Bookstore on Lilac. It's available on Amazon in the States at Barnes & Noble. And we are in negotiations with the Human Rights Museum. So you may see it there by the end of summer.
Plenty of opportunities then to pick up a copy of Who Hid the Raisin Bread, and will you autograph our copy and we'll give it away.
Excellent.
And she did, and we have it in front of us now. The second thing I forgot to mention was at the back of the book, Heather says the man who invented raisin bread was Henry David Thoreau.
What?
Well, exactly. If it's in Wikipedia, it must be true.
Wow.
You've got something on the recipe before we...
Well, yeah, the recipe for raisin bread at the back of the book is it's not a yeasted bread. It's like baking powder and baking soda. So anybody, like a child...
Oh, could make it.
Could make it,
all
yeah.
Right. 754. So if you'd like our copy, one copy to give away, 204-774-6877. 774-6877. Skill testing question, what is your own name? If you know that, you're in with a chance. And while some of you are doing that, this is Time Life Magazine's Idea of Folk Music, as we're working our way through it.
We come on this loop, John B. My grandfather and me. Around Nassau town we did roam. Drinking all night. Got into a fight. Well, I feel so broke. Stop the John B.
the Beach Boys with a reworking of an oldie but goodie. It is 7:57. I'm Ron Robinson.
And I'm Carol McKibben.
We'll be back next Saturday morning. Hope you will be too. 6 yep. till 8 here, live on CKUW FM 95.9 on your FM dial. Stay tuned. Green Planet Monitor up next. And I had an email from yes. Port Michael's Bookshop to say Thursday, July 18th, the band Leaf Rapids coming out to perform their 7:30. It's on the patio at Port Michael's Bookshop, which is out at On and All. Leave you with Virginia from an earlier CD Leaf Rapids did from their CD Citizen Alien.
She packs my lunches in liquor store bags, spends my UNICEF money on Marlboro Light, plays the golden oldies on an ancient transistor, and waltzes me around the kitchen.